WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The gunman in a mass shooting at a Texas Walmart is sentenced. CBS's Danya Backus.
A federal judge sentenced the self-proclaimed white supremacist who killed 23 people at an El Paso Walmart to 90 consecutive life terms. 24-year-old Patrick Crucius could still face the death penalty in his upcoming state trial for carrying out the racist attack in 2019 on Hispanic shoppers in the Texas border city.
Of course, because Texas is a state with the death penalty, that is on the table, and the district attorney has said that he will seek the death penalty there.
At the less than hour-long hearing, Crucius' defense attorney told the judge the shooter came to El Paso from his home near Dallas without a specific target in mind before winding up at the Walmart.
California's governor says he won't ask the state Supreme Court to block parole for Charles Manson follower Leslie Van Houten, paving the way for her release after serving 53 years in prison for two infamous murders. Van Houten attorney Rich Pfeiffer tells KNX his client could be freed in about 2 weeks.
I did feel she would be released. I thought it would happen before this, but I wasn't going to give up, and she's certainly not going to give up.
Some 45 million Americans are experiencing feels-like temperatures in the triple digits. CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports on some heat-related deaths.
In Death Valley, California, a 65-year-old man was found dead in his car the morning after the temperature hit 126. And tragedy in Lakeland, Florida. An 18-month-old baby died after being left in a hot car overnight. Her parents, Joel and Jasmine Rondon, were arrested. This is the 10th child to die in a hot car so far this year.
The U.S. is sending Ukraine cluster munitions in its latest military aid package. There are concerns about civilian casualties. CBS's Charlie Daggett in Ukraine.
With devastating effect. It's a weapon that breaks up midair as it approaches its target, ejecting a number of smaller explosives or bomblets, scattering indiscriminately across an area that can stretch to the size of several football fields.
There are now 6 cases of malaria confirmed in Florida and 1 in Texas, where CBS's Omar Villafranca is.
Pest control companies like Mosquito Shield are staying busy this summer in Texas, battling the bugs with sprays and killing larvae with granules.
They're definitely bad everywhere, but the mosquitoes with the humidity and the high temperatures, they're definitely out and about. They carry a lot of diseases like the Zika virus, malaria, encephalitis, and it doesn't only affect humans, it affects animals.
Twitter threatens legal action against Meta over its new rival app, Threads. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, AutoZone is here to help.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
What if I need a new one?
We have the right batteries right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone.
And what if I don't know how to connect it?
No problem. We have a how-to for you at AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down. What it does is those sunsets and sunrises. Yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. One local family has a unique claim to fame, and it has to do with the Wausau Aspirus Hospital. The Olsons have three generations in their family born on the same day at the same hospital over the course of 62 years. The patriarch of the family, Todd Mitchell Olson, was born on April 29, 1961. His son, Ethan Mitchell Olson, arrived 32 years later on the same day in 1993. The third generation to share the birthday of April 29th is Ava Marie Olson, born this year. She arrived 9 days before her due date by natural birth at Aspirus Wausau Hospital. This serendipitous alignment has a 1 in 133,000 chance of happening. April 29th is a day of shared destiny and family legacy for the Olson family and a special treat for the Aspirus Wausau Hospital. The Rafters play the Chinooks in Mequon tonight. First pitch at 6:35. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers overnight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows around 57, west winds around 5 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 80, tomorrow mainly cloudy. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 54. Low 80s, Sunday turning much warmer, Monday with highs in the upper 80s and storms possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 68.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You're right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Yes. Hey, we got a big show here. We got State Senator Mary Kunis, who's heading to the library, airport. And then we also have Wendy with her sacred animal portion. And Wendy, you haven't been on for a couple of weeks, so we're going to work you overtime today.
Yeah, I got a lot of good stuff.
Right on.
And it's Friday, so it'll be Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Facts Friday. Hey, so why don't we, without any further ado, why don't we get in and talk to State Senator Mary Kunis. Are you there, State Senator?
I am.
Oh, just a second here. I got something's going on here. Oh, just a second. Wendy, can you talk a little bit? I got
a little bit of technical difficulties, but Robert always figures out in just a minute. Usually, Senator Mary Kunis comes on to StreamYard with us, so we get to see her in person, but she's at the airport today, so she's calling in, and sometimes when we call in, we need to just press a couple of extra buttons.
Right, exactly.
But, yeah, later on in the show, I'm going to be talking a lot of good things, why you should neuter your pet. I mean, I'm going to be talking about important facts about fireflies, box turtles. And I have, if we have time, we're going to be able to talk about why cats butt your head. You know how they come up to you and they butt your head? Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a cat that does that? Yep. Well, we're going to be talking about that too. Plus, we have been working on 300 random animal facts for a really long time now. I think we're up to around 100, so we'll be talking about that as well.
Hey, I think I worked out the deal here. State Senator, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. That was
great.
It was my phone went dead, and now I had to reset it. So, hey, great to have you on. I know you're heading to the airport, and I really appreciate you stopping in and giving us your report. Welcome again.
Well, I'm happy to be here. So I'm on my way to Detroit, Michigan, for a big legislative conference, a Midwest conference. So there's like three different conferences in one. There'll be the indigenous people, the legislators, the Native American legislators from around the Midwest, Canadian Midwest meetings, and then just general legislative conference. So lots going on.
That's exciting. And you can go there with your chin up high, the great work that the trifecta did here in Minnesota, and people will be asking you how you did it, and that's probably a lot of fun to do that.
Oh, I think so. Before I left, I printed out our report for the entire legislature and all the good work we did, and then a spreadsheet of just the work that I got passed, and it was incredible.
Yeah.
I forget about a lot of it. And then there are other pieces that I didn't even remember. So it was a good refresher for me.
Well, you're not the only one. Wendy and I went to see Dave Pinto yesterday, and he said basically the same thing. Didn't you, Wen?
Yeah, he did. How all the great work. Yeah. That really came through this session.
I had really hoped to get there for that get together with Dave Pinto, Representative Pinto over there, but something came up in my district and I had to meet with some folks about a school board issue. So I would have seen you there if I had gotten over there.
Well, we're excited. Dave does a great job here in our district, and you do too in yours. And it's just been a really joy for us to see all the great work that's happening here in Minnesota, and especially with our Native caucus and our Democratic Party.
Yeah. I mean, Dave is a lawyer by trade, but he's really, I mean, like his passion is early childhood, and he has championed all those early childhood programs and dollars that go into it. And I got to work with him this year, this session around early childhood investment, and I was so appreciative of his expertise and understanding of all of that, because it was my first year as a chair.
Oh yeah,
and thank heavens for him.
Yeah. Wendy, I don't know what your experience is, but I know when I've gone and talked to him, he is full of energy and he's there for the constituents, and it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does have a lot of energy. The other person who was there also was U.S. Representative Betty McCollum. She was there as well. So we were happy to touch base and say hi and thank her for all her work as well.
Yeah, definitely.
She's a real champion for Minnesota out in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's on the Native American committee or whatever, and is always championing the issues that affect our indigenous communities, you know, and protecting the waters and the lands, especially up north, and pushing back against, you know, any mining things that might come across. So we're lucky to have her as well. She's a seasoned elected, and, you know, sometimes that seniority really, really plays into the ability for them to get those representatives in D.C. to get the work done. So very, very much appreciate her.
You know, I was surprised and pleasantly surprised. I know a few years ago when we were at U.S. Bank, outside U.S. Bank, and protesting the mascot names, and she was one of the speakers, and she spoke very eloquently, and so that was really good to see. You know, and I don't know if I haven't been paying attention all the years, but, you know, even our former governor, Jesse Ventura, is a big Native American supporter, and he'll be at marches and things and wants to be low-key and just to support.
Yeah, Jesse Ventura, you know, we forget he was progressive in his own way. You know, he was an independent governor, and he kind of maybe he did very unorthodox things and left our state in a very, you know, a little bit of a precarious state. But I think that his heart and his mind and his passion were really in the right place. So very appreciative of the work that he does. So yeah. He is a huge cannabis, legalization of right. cannabis fan. He came and testified in the different committees a couple of times. And, you know, he was speaking from experience. His wife had developed a medical condition where she was having seizures all the time. Mm. And they were able to manage it. They finally figured out how to self-manage it with, you know, with cannabis.
Wow.
And, you know, when you think about all those years that she's got a quality of life, she's actually been breaking the law, which yeah. is so ironic. And so, yeah, it's great to have had him in the on the right side of a lot of these issues.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too. State Senator, I'm going to call you right back. We're going to take a quick break so I can get you in stereo here. I only got one ear working, but I'm going to call you right back. And one thing I want to say, it's really interesting. He really pushed light rail, and that's mm-hmm. happening all over Minnesota.
So, yeah, now that we got the money.
That's right. Hey, we're with State Senator Mary Kunish and Wendy Pilot and Haley Cherry, and we're going to be right back. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Life is a journey, and the Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas will help you get where you want to go. Located in downtown Minneapolis, this affordable two-year college provides free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, and a Metro Transit pass, making DFC the perfect pathway to a bachelor's degree. Turn your dreams into reality at Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas. Apply today at dfc.stthomas.edu.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by, stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hi, I'm Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, shame-free dental office. If you're having a dental emergency, we'll try and get you in the same day you call because we don't like to see anyone in pain. And we'll help you get through every appointment in the most pain-free way possible. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get.
Chambaud Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at chambaudfamilydentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Hey, we're with State Senator Mary Kunish, and she is at the airport getting ready to head to Detroit, and we're stopping in here for another segment to get a great update from State Senator Mary Kunish. Are you there, State Senator?
I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, hear you well. That worked better, Wendy, when I called her back. Now we can hear you in both ears and the headphones. So so how many days are you going to be gone?
I'm coming back on Wednesday.
Oh.
I'm coming back on Wednesday, and when I come back, I'm supposed to run right over to another conference that's going on here in Minnesota around education, and that's a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday conference. And then on Monday, that following Monday, I head out to Rapid City, South Dakota.
Mm.
And that should be an interesting event. There's our conference. It's a National Council of State Legislators, and it's a criminal justice conference. And we're going to have some site visits out there. And specifically, we're going to be focusing on responding to behavioral health needs within the incarcerated areas, whether they're jails or prisons or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be really, really interesting because I also have been part of a group, a national group that has been looking at the standards, the educational standards, or just the access to libraries in prisons and jails. And the necessity for those members who are incarcerated to have access to a wide variety of literature, not just, you know, the really slim selection that's self-chosen by whoever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in this day and age of the great, you know, information highway on the internet,
mm-hmm.
Many of those folks don't have access to real-time information and news.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make sure that they have some of that access in a very safe way, of course.
Right.
And many of those incarcerated members are going to school and getting degrees. And I can't imagine how difficult it would be to do the work that they need to do to earn those degrees if they don't have access to internet information. So, right. It's going to be a busy couple of weeks, but I'm looking forward to all of them.
Yeah, that's exciting. And I think are you talking about rehabilitating people? You do need to support them, even though they are incarcerated relatives. You really,
yep.
really do.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just those that are going to, you know, be able to serve their sentence and be released on parole and that sort of thing. But even those that have done the kind of horrible crimes that are going to make them stay there for life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we can, you know, continue to do some investment in them, you just never know. And if they obviously are, you know, part of the community in the jails or the prisons that they're living in. But if we can continue to improve them in whatever ways possible, the quality of life, maybe the behavior, the issues will be less threatening than they might have been otherwise. So,
yeah.
That's... I mean, human beings are human beings and we can't just write them all off.
Absolutely not. And, you know, there again is another great example, Wendy, of our Democratic Party being for people.
We just watched a program on one of our local news stations where women were getting their GEDs while incarcerated. I don't know if you watched it or not, but they had a graduation ceremony where they had the cap and gown and the whole nine yards, and they were incarcerated. And they said they had unbelievable statistics saying that when these people, if they get their GED and they're supported while they're here and they get out, they're like so many times less likely to reoffend.
Yep. Yep. And it doesn't take a lot to help them do those very simple things that somehow, whatever life issues happen, they didn't receive that GED. I know the young woman who didn't get her GED, and she got caught up in a lot of, you know, bad stuff and drugs, and she was basically trafficked as well, and ended up incarcerated and got her GED and came, you know, was released and was hired by one of the big kind of grocery store chains here. And she has worked her way up from one position to the next, to the next, to the next, with just a GED. And now they just talk to her and they're like, we would like to keep you around and we're willing to continue to invest in you by sending you to higher ed, you know, to college or business school or whatever.
And she was just like disbelieving because she just didn't have the kind of self-confidence. She still didn't feel like worthy of, you know, the good things that were happening or the good people that were helping her out. And she was worried about slipping back into, you know, drugs because she was also very nervous. She's like, wow, this is a lot of responsibility. There's a lot of people that are counting on me. And sometimes it's just easier to slip back into your old practices. But, yeah, you know, through having a good team of people around her that she could verbalize that with, you know, we're able to support her. So there's a lot that goes into supporting the folks that have really had some hard knocks in their lifetime. And something as easy, as simple as getting a GED can really make a difference.
Yeah, definitely. Wow, I'm all for that. And that's part of education. And we want to educate everyone no matter what. And
yeah,
so I'm all for that. And I know you as a former educator, too, is all for that. And we're all not the same. We all learn at different speeds. It's not a race. I always used to tell my kids. But, you know, yeah, when you're ready, the teacher appears and the knowledge appears. And now you're giving everyone a chance, which is really cool.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm a lifelong learner. I don't think I'm ever going to be done learning or even wanting to learn more. I think every day, just talking with you today, you know, learning more mm-hmm. and understanding things better. So those are the kind of creatures we are.
Exactly. Wendy, you still are a lifelong learner, too, with those credits you have to do.
Yeah, the continuing education credits to keep my license, although I am retired. So right. I keep my pharmacist license going. So,
well, you never know when those are going to come handy for you. So thanks for doing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, right on.
It's always interesting stuff.
Yeah. And I love learning, too, and you know, from different ways and or different avenues, whether it's the internet or whether it's TikTok or whatever. TikTok, yeah. I mean,
how much do you think you learned from your students over those years, Robert? I know I learned some of the most valuable lessons and the most valuable information from my students. So appreciate them, too.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I started in film and video from tape to tape. So by the time I was done teaching, it was, you know, all linear or non-linear, I mean, editing on computers. And so the students either learned right along or taught me as we went too, because they would, the ones that were really into it would learn on their own and teach me. So you're absolutely right. You know, the student becomes a teacher and the teacher becomes a student. And that's the best of two worlds.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure.
Well, we're gonna let you go here. We really appreciate you stopping in, and you know, it's just awesome that you stopped in, and then keep up the great work. And we're very grateful that you do a segment with us every Friday. It's mm-hmm. a big deal, and every once in a while, I want to remind everyone how much of a big deal it is that you were the first 6 years ago or 5 years ago that first politician that came on Native Roots Radio, and you've been with us ever since, and it's really helped out where other politicians feel comfortable when I say, well, State Senator Mary Kunisch is on, and now we have the governor of Wisconsin, lieutenant governor of Minnesota, and other politicians like Heather Keeler and that come on. No problem. So I wanted to say, Peeny Gigi, thank you for being on and spending some time with us.
Well, we love for this opportunity, and just a shout out to that governor of Wisconsin and the way he outsmarted.
Yes. Yes. We talked about that yesterday. That was awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I love it. Just a simple little edit here mm-hmm. and voila, changes the whole thing for
next 400 right years. For the next 400 years. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Great.
That's
crazy. Thanks and have a safe trip.
Okay. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. See you.
All right. Take care, everyone.
All right.
Take care.
Wow. Just love it having State Senator on.
Yeah, she's great. She's fantastic. And
for Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. The Iola Car Show and Swap Meet is celebrating their 51st year. Over 120,000 people are expected to attend the event. This year's theme is the Unforgettable 50s. The three-day event features over 25,000 cars, two concerts per day, food, and fun for everyone. The Iola Car Show runs through Saturday. If you're looking for a swap meet closer to home, the Arpin Lions Club is holding Farmer Flea Market Fridays today from 9 to 5. They can sell anything that is legal to sell. Vendors will be set up in Arpin on Church Road starting at the Old Town Hall and going north on Church Road through the big parking lot of the old feed mill. They'll have public restrooms available at Candy Cane Park and a porta potty in the old feed mill parking lot. The 1-2 Rafters play the 1-2 Chinooks in Mequon again tonight. First pitch at 6:35. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30, where we'll be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers overnight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows around 57, west winds around 5 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 80, tomorrow mainly cloudy. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 54. Low 80s, Sunday turning much warmer, Monday with highs in the upper 80s and storms possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 68.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Minnesota 350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
And we are all about justice here on Native Roots Radio, and it's great to have their support over the years. And it's always great to hear Leonard Peltier do our little bumper there that he listens to the show, and we had an opportunity to interview him in the past, and so our prayers are out for them, and it's kind of apropos that we were talking about books for inmates when and then Leonard's bumper there. But hey, I'm here with Wendy Pilot. Wendy, you haven't been on the show for a couple weeks, and the vacation's over now, and we're gonna double you up on a couple segments, and I want to just to introduce Wendy's my awesome and beautiful wife, who's been an animal advocate for many years, and she speaks on our sacred animals the last 6 years here on Native Roots Radio, and I learned so much, and that's another nice little thing that we talked about in the last segment with the state senator.
Yeah, hey everybody, my name is Hanaji Hihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States. So I work on animal issues at the local and state level. So we, at the Humane Society of the United States, we work on policies and we try to get laws passed statewide, countywide, citywide, and federally wide to help animals throughout the United States. And a lot of people think that, you know, we adopt out animals, cats and dogs and stuff, but we don't. That's your local Animal Humane Society, so it kind of gets confusing with the names being so close. But
Before you jump in, we were talking a little bit about going to our state representative, Dave Pinto's, and I wonder if you would share with everyone what you said to
Betty McCullum, who's our United States House Senator. Representative. Betty McCullum. So the Humane Society of the United States has a scorecard. So whenever your representatives and senators vote on something, the Humane Society of the United States has a scorecard which will show you how they voted on humane issues. And she always gets 100%.
Wow.
Yeah, she scores very high all the time. She's very into animal issues and humane issues. She wants, you know, the United States to be a humane type country,
right,
and have humane policies. So she's really up there with a lot of other people who vote on humane issues. Some of them really don't care.
Right.
Some of them feel like animal issues aren't important. But it's the trickle down effect. Like you always say, we're all connected, right? Animals, the environment, the people, the water, the earth, everything is all intertwined. So you can't really care about one without caring about the other.
Right.
So I really, I did. I went up and I thanked her, and she appreciated the work that I did for the Humane Society of the United States and lobbying. I mean, that's what we do.
Right.
We're called Humane Volunteer Leaders, and we go and we talk to our all of our city council members, our House representative, our senators. We talk to them all.
Right.
We get to know them, and we ask them to watch out for bills, or if we know a bill's coming up, you know, keep an eye on it. This is really important, and they thank us for bringing it to their attention, because they wouldn't have really known what it was or what the bill really was, you know, doing or how important it was if they didn't really hear it from our mouth.
I remember when you first got into this with a different organization.
I've been doing this for quite a while.
What the Republicans would do is they'd send out these generic bills all across, you know, like I think it was videotaping farms. It was illegal or something that guys were fighting. And that was like one of the first, the big things that you were dealing with. And I think, you know, and I feel like I've always loved politics, but I think I do, I shouldn't say I think, I know I got more involved politically because of you. And do you remember that?
I do.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
I was up over at the state capitol. going and visiting the people who represent us. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it's always fun, and they knew who I am, and right. they know my name. And, you know, if they don't help us on one bill,
right.
We're kind of disappointed, but we can't, you know, get mad. We kind of wait because we know eventually they'll help us on something else. So,
and I think that's the whole political thing, period, that I've learned from you
it's
over
hard,
the years.
Though. It's hard.
I want to burn some bridges with a flamethrower.
I know you do, dang. But we can't. We have to work together and get the wins that we can and keep working on the things that are not going through right now. So,
and by and by, the people that we've had on over the years, Wendy, we support.
Yeah.
We never do the I gotcha, you know, sneaky questions or anything. We're just a platform here and have been for all these years.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, you know, let's talk about some fun facts.
Yeah.
So some people were saying on Facebook, you know, I'm friends with a lot of different animal groups and a lot of different people who are into all different kinds of rescue groups, whether they rescue cats, whether I have two people I'm friends with who have chicken rescues, you know, so I have a variety of people who care about different animals, who run different, rescue organizations.
One thing about the chicken rescues, I did not know that the chickens stopped laying eggs and people would just go, let's eat them or destroy them. And then how does that go?
Well, when the chickens stop laying eggs and they kill the chickens.
Go to a rescue, right?
Those chickens are pretty bad shape. They're usually just ground up and given to dog and cat food. I'm sorry. It's the truth.
No, but that's what the rescue's for, though, right?
Yes, exactly. But there was somebody on Facebook that was saying, you know, I don't want to neuter my cat. Yeah. I don't want to neuter my cat. But then they were, you know, people were rebutting, saying, yes, these are the reasons why you should. So let's talk about the reasons why you should neuter your cat.
This is Fun Facts Friday.
It is. Okay, so really, you don't want to improve your cat's quality of life and increase its lifespan? Listen to this.
Right.
Neutered cats live 62% longer than unneutered male cats.
Lucy's going to live a long time.
You neuter a male cat, you spay a female cat. So we're talking about male cats here. They live 62% longer than unneutered male cats. That's astonishing. Neutered female cats live 39% longer than unneutered female cats. Yeah.
Wow.
And failing to neuter your cats carries much more risk than just unwanted litters. Numerous cancers and other complications are reduced and eliminated by neutering. So you should always neuter and spay your cats. Another thing is, too, like male cats, I know, like when I was a kid, we had male cats, but, you know, that was back in the 60s, and nobody got their cats neutered and spayed, right? They didn't. So we had all these cats go out. They'd, like, get into fights. They'd wander around. They'd mark their territory, and that smell is, like, terrible, you know? And they can spray in your house, too, male cats. You never get that smell out. I know they sell all this stuff on the internet and the pet store.
It pops up on yours.
Get the smell out, but you never do. I want to talk about fireflies.
Oh.
We
see a few in our neighborhood.
A very few. So when I was a kid, I remember seeing thousands of fireflies when I was a kid. And of course, as a kid, I tortured them by putting them in a jar with, you know, holes in the top, and I put some like grass in it. But I put the little jar like on my nightstand, and I would watch it as I was falling asleep, and it would help me fall asleep. I would let them out the next day, but sometimes they were just dead. But fireflies, they live underground for like 2 years before they're born.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's why there aren't a lot of fireflies right now, because of all the pesticides and fertilizers and everything people put in their lawns. But it says right here, these beetles emit light to communicate.
Huh.
Yeah, to attract a mate, to defend territory, and to warn predators. That's why they light up.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're very they're all over the United States in every continent except Antarctica. Mm-hmm. There aren't any there.
Too cold.
Each species has its own flash pattern.
Wow.
Yeah, they each have their own flash pattern. Yeah.
Like SOS or something.
They can. And not all fireflies can produce light.
Huh.
Yeah. But I think they're a cute little bug. So if you're a kid out there or have a kid, don't let them catch them. I know I did a really bad thing, but I didn't know I was a kid. And I didn't have parents to tell me.
I never saw them in the city until I've gotten older. So maybe some of these yards aren't.
I haven't seen any in a long time. I don't remember seeing any.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, here's a fact. And I talked about this before on the show. Did you know a box turtle only roams 1 mile its whole entire life? Yeah. If it is removed from its area or home, then for the rest of its life, it will roam aimlessly stressed out trying to find home until it dies a very sad death.
A box turtle or all turtle?
Well, this is a box turtle, but I believe it is true for other turtles as well. Although I don't have that information in front of me. So
I remember when we jumped out of a car and you saved that turtle and sent him the other way.
Well, they say to put the turtle, if you see him in the road, to put him in the direction he was going on the side of the road. So that's what I did. But he peed on me.
I know. I got a video of it.
So please do not remove turtles. Do not take them home as pets. Mm. If a turtle is in the road, here it is. You can help it by moving it in the direction it was moving across the street. Many people think it's harmless to let their children take home a docile turtle to play with and then release it somewhere that they think is appropriate. But then the turtle just randomly will walk around trying to find its place and be stressed out its whole life. That's pretty sad.
It's a fun fact, though.
It is a fun fact. I don't know if it's a fun fact.
It's a fact.
It's a fact. I'll have to see where we left off on these 300. These are kind of fun, so stay tuned. This is all going to be fun. The next segment here with 300 animal facts. I think we're up to around 100. Yes.
Well, we can be on the air for another 2 years. Hey.
Only fun stuff.
All right. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we're with Wendy Pilot, and we're talking about our sacred animals, which we love to do.
Stay with us.
Oh.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The plan includes personal support, coverage for medical prescription drugs and dental, plus over 30 extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment in Health Partners depends on contract renewal.
You hear a lot about Rudy Luther Toyota's hybrid cars, but maybe you're asking yourself, are they worth it? Let me say from experience, absolutely. I have a Toyota Sienna hybrid, and the proof is in the gas tank. Before my hybrid, I was filling up my tank once a week. Now it's consistently every 2 weeks. I did the math, and my hybrid is saving me over $1,000 every year. And the Toyota hybrids are some of the most stylish and comfortable vehicles you'll ever drive. Now's the time to get a Toyota hybrid. Set up a time to test drive one today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
If you've made the decision to level your home and build new, or to renovate, hire Better Futures Minnesota to take it apart by hand. Think before you scrap. Think of the energy and greenhouse gases saved by diverting what can be reused and recycled from the landfill. Better Futures Minnesota can do it for you. Hennepin County residents and public entities, there are funds available to make the environmentally right thing to do comparable to demolition. Check out BetterFuturesMinnesota.com. That's BetterFuturesMinnesota.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio. We're here with Wendy, and it's Fun Fact Friday, which we are having Wendy work overtime here.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I talk about a lot of important things, and sometimes it's a little daunting and kind of like, oh, it's bad news or whatever. So Fridays, we like to keep it light as possible.
So before you get going, I know only have a few minutes in this segment, but I think back to when we first you were first on the show and you had 2 minutes.
Yeah, I had 2 minutes, then 3 minutes, then, yeah, I kept building up, yeah.
And then we had Pilot's Progressive Party for a year or so, too.
Yeah, we did a show called Pilot's Progressive Party. That was fun. I didn't do animal facts on that. We mostly just talked about the news, I think.
And had politicians on, yeah.
Yeah, but I think we left off, we're working backwards from number 300 to number 1. I believe we ended up at like 148, but 148 says there are almost 60 million dogs in the United States. So that's great because we have a lot of dogs, and it's bad because we don't have enough people to take care of them. So always adopt, do not shop. We'll just put that in there.
Yeah.
Robert. Yes. Haley, starfish have 5 eyes, one on each end of the leg. Yeah, starfish, they have 5 eyes, and each eye is on each of its legs. They have 5 legs.
I felt like that when I used to drink. That's been a long time ago.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, how long has it been?
38 plus years.
38 plus years.
Well, let me give myself applause here.
Good for you, Robert. That's awesome. Okay. Giraffes have no vocal cords. That's pretty sad. So they don't. They can't even like make a noise or something.
They have that long throat.
And they have a long throat. And they have no vocal cords.
That's not funny, but I don't know why that struck so funny with the long neck.
I know. That's kind of sad, though, isn't it? Mm-hmm. The blue whale is the largest of all whales, and it is also considered the largest animal to have ever existed in the world.
Really?
The blue whale, yes.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a bigger animal. Yeah.
Bigger than dinosaurs?
Bigger than, well, I don't know. Ever existed in the world, yes.
Yeah. That would be bigger than dinosaurs.
That's what it says here. And these are facts. They're called fun, but they're also facts. So
I won't dispute that.
The swan has over 25,000 feathers in its body.
Wow.
Yeah, in the Caribbean, there are oysters that can climb trees. They must have like little legs on the end out of their shells or something, right?
This is real. I know it's fun, but is that a fact?
I don't know. That's what it says here. In Croatia, scientists discovered that lampposts were falling down because a chemical in the urine of male dogs was rotting the metal. That's gross, right? It must be pretty smelly. You know what? They probably have a lot of stray dogs that are just roaming around. That's why.
Yeah.
We'd probably have that problem here if we had a lot of dogs. But it looks like their lampposts were metal.
Wow. Weird.
Yeah. Whale fat is 50% fat. Well, I guess Mother Whale would have to have a lot of fat in her milk because
Say that again, please.
Whale milk.
Oh, okay. Whale milk.
Whale milk is 50% fat because the little whale really needs to get, you know, big and fat fast. So,
Wally the whale. Yeah, I misunderstood you. I thought that you said the whale was 50% fat.
Oh, no, the milk.
Yeah.
Hippopotamuses.
I love that word.
I know you do. They sweat. When they sweat, it's pink. There's no explanation. It just says that. So if you see a pink hippo, you know it's hot. The sperm whale is the loudest animal. Their clicks have been measured at 230 decibels. A group of butterflies is known as a, can you guess?
A gang of butterflies.
A group of butterflies is known as a...
gang.
Haley, any guesses?
Sorry, I was looking up the hippo fact for you.
Oh, okay. A group of butterflies is known as a flutter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So you think sharks are dangerous? They're not. Approximately 100 people die each year when they are stepped on by cows.
What?
100 people.
That's Haley, look that
That's
up.
A lot of people. 100 people, they must be like walking where they're not supposed to then. That's all I have to say.
Well, we know we have the, it's the season now for the bison at Yellowstone to get
so all the people are going to get out of their cars and try to pet the baby bison. And then the mother bison's going to come over and grab them and throw them through the air. And they're all going to be in the news. And their clothes are going to be tangled around the poor buffalo's horns for like months because nobody wants to go around close to the buffalo to get the pants off their horns. And it'll be a million little gifs on Facebook saying all kinds of crazy stuff about it. The largest giant squid ever found weighed 8,000 pounds.
How did they weigh that?
They must have a big giant scale. The most popular dog breed in Canada, America, and Great Britain is which dog, do you think? The most popular?
Poodle.
Golden Retriever.
A Labrador Retriever. Close, Haley. Labrador Retriever. The most popular dog breed in Canada, America, and Great Britain is the Labrador Retriever.
Wow.
An alligator cannot move backwards. I don't know if I believe that because I've seen them. Like on the shore, they go underneath the water, but it looks like they're moving back.
Maybe that's a crocodile.
Alligators cannot move backwards. Worldwide, more people eat and drink milk from goats than any other animal worldwide.
I drink it from almonds.
I drink them from almonds too. Almonds or sometimes oats.
Oats, yeah.
Oat milk, almond milk, all that other stuff. Sharks are immune to cancer.
Oh.
I read a thing about this, that they are doing studies on how they are and then, you know, developing ways to help humans.
Hmm.
Yeah, sharks are immune to cancer. That's amazing. Now, speaking of sharks, about two-thirds of shark attacks on humans have been taken place in water less than 6 feet deep.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know what? There was a lot of shark bites this past week, even on Long Island, because of the warming climate, which is making the waters warmer, which is bringing the fish closer to shore that the sharks eat, so it's a vicious cycle. So be careful out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
The hottest temperatures in the world broke the record the last 3 days, I think.
That's right. Yeah, that's crazy. It was 134 degrees in, where was that, Robert?
California, the desert, Mojave, the Wasabi?
Yeah.
Wasabi Desert?
Wasabi. Sharks have been around longer than dinosaurs.
Wow.
Yeah. We're up to number 129.
I'm going to write that down so we don't forget.
Yeah. Remember, 129.
Hey, I want to thank State Senator Mary Kunis for stopping in. Wendy for coming on by and giving us some fun facts like the old days.
Yeah.
Haley for setting everything up and producing Native Roots Radio. We'll be back Monday.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
in sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.